First Palm Media. You are listening to Mushing on First Palm Media. Visit our website at mushing.com.
Hey guys, Robert here from Mushing, and we are back for part four of our Iditarod Start interviews with Michelle. Take a listen.
Okay, guys, I am sitting here at Yetna Station. We finally arrived, and I'm going to talk with Meredith Mapes all about this checkpoint. She is a Iditarod veteran, now a volunteer for both the Junior Iditarod as well as Iditarod. So let's hear what she has to say all about Yetna Station. Meredith, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Starting the sleep deprivation early. Yeah.
You were saying there was 58 people that were bunked up here last night, and you've got your columns all set up, and I can see from the trackers that the mushers are already, all of them have left Willow, and they're on their way headed towards us. So what happens as they arrive?
Yeah, so as they arrive, the Gabrazak family that owns the checkpoint, they kind of set everything up. They split all the family members up and their friends that are here, and kind of have spots for each one of them to do their thing. So there's people that are actually physically checking the mushers in and having them sign the check sheets. There's people that are taking their bibs off because they have to do that here, so they'll get flown up to Nome and put back on the mushers in safety. The mushers don't have to worry about losing them or getting them dirty on the trail or anything like that. They have a couple posters that they'll have all the mushers sign here, and then they'll give them their heat and their straw and everything if they want to camp here, if they want to camp out on the river. And then, like, us comms volunteers will be taking all the information that we get from the checkers and inputting them in the physical system that goes up on the race standings online. There's the veterinarians here that'll be examining the dogs at the checkpoint down there, too, on the river, and making sure the dogs are all still healthy to continue, which they better be at this point because we're only 40 miles in.
So at this checkpoint, is it typical for mushers to go ahead and stop for the night?
Not for the more serious racers. Most of them, I think, are going to want to run a longer run because we're only like somewhere between 40 and 45 miles into the race at this point. And most of the ones that are actually racing to win are going to want to go 50, 60, 70 miles at least. So they might go all the way to Squetna, or they might camp just before Squetna or the other side of Squetna. And the people that camp here are probably going to be the, like, rookie mushers that are running their first Iditarod, or the ones with puppy teams that they want to break their runs up into 40, 50-mile runs and keep them all even for the whole race all the way up.
That's interesting. And speaking of Squetna, about how far is it from here?
It depends on the trail every year. It's somewhere between, like, 30 and 40 miles, I think, usually.
Okay. And so once they get past these first two in quotes, checkpoints, that's when stuff really starts to happen, doesn't it? And we'll start to see the mushers spread out more and more. So from here, they look like they're pretty clumped up right now, just kind of tracking down the trail. But as they get past us, where we are at Yetna, and then past Squetna, it does start to thin out then, doesn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. The first mushers, they'll be resting only like 3-4 hours at a time, and they're doing much longer runs. So they'll be in Rainy Pass or Nikolai before the mushers are really leaving, like Finger Lake and Rainy Pass on the backside. So the first mushers will be pushing really far ahead to get to their 24, and the back of the pack mushers are taking their time and enjoying the journey.
I don't know what's worse, a group of screaming children or a group of screaming dogs?
Both. I think they're both loud.
They're both pretty rough sometimes. So for everybody listening, there's probably 30 kids in Yetna Station right now, varying in ages from, I don't know, 2 or 3 to about 15 or 16 years old, and everybody's having a good time. And of course they got loud, like, mom's on the phone, and here we are with that. So hopefully everybody was able to hear what Meredith was saying. Meredith, what's your favorite part about Yetna Station?
I love getting to hang out with the family here. They welcome the volunteers and the people, the mushers that stop here, into their family for the day, and they get to feed you a big spaghetti dinner, and it's nice to just feel welcomed out here.
Absolutely. I'm feeling that. It is a different type of environment for sure from what the fans and spectators may get to experience that go to the ceremonial start as well as the Willow restart. Not a lot of the fans come out this far. It's more of us locals, I think, that do come out this far. And we know to come out this far because then you're going to get a better glimpse at the musher and especially the dogs. And then we can kind of cast opinions on who we might want to buy dogs from later in the off season, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm always watching people's teams. I'm like, ooh, I like that dog. Who are they out of? Are they intact? Yeah.
Can I borrow that one?
Yeah, exactly, exactly. That one seems like a good lead dog.
Right, right. But, I mean, that is how some of us do it. I know Robert has come out before, and he's actually gotten dogs from mushers in the off season for that, from that very observation. So it is a different way of really learning about the race. And from a musher's perspective, that's what we're out here to do. We're out here kind of sizing up the field and competition, whether it's competition for you or I or not. We want to know what's out there and what's up and coming as far as the pedigrees go. And it was interesting when I was in the dog lot earlier at the restart, I found myself doing exactly that. I was like, oh, that team looks pretty nice. That guy's got big dogs. I'm wondering how slow they're going to be. And, you know, and you find yourself doing a little bit of that. And then I had to remind myself, oh, I'm not here like it's an auction. I can't be buying dogs today. We're here for something else. So do you ever find yourself kind of doing that and having to pull yourself back?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was watching part of the live stream of the start here and watching some of the teams. And I was like, oh, I've had relatives of this dog and that dog in my team before. And that one looks like it's better than the one that I have at home and stuff like that. So very much so.
Yeah, our listeners know that Robert and I have actually, we've gotten a lot of Brenda Mackey's dogs, and the students that come out from UAA and APU absolutely adore her dogs. And Ruby is one of our rock stars. And when I saw Brenda earlier, I had to tell her, I'm like, so everybody loves Ruby. And she said that was my problem too. So she gave us one with a lot of personality, but it's been a lot of fun. I do appreciate you taking some time with me. How long do you think it's going to be till they get here?
I'd say probably about 2 hours. They're moving really fast on the river this morning or this afternoon, so I think it's going to be a really fast run.
Yeah, I agree. And the river didn't seem as moguly as it has been in the past, so I think it'll be good. I did see or experience a couple of spots on the river where I was like, oh, musher might dump it right here, because it was just really wavy and in the wrong direction wavy. So it'll be interesting to hear how many of them actually dump over and have to reset. But thanks for taking the time. I do appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, you guys, I am still at Yentna Station, and I'm about to talk with this really cool guy who I heard just arrived in Alaska less than 24 hours ago to volunteer for Iditarod. So not only is he green, he is super green to Alaska. Let's find out what he's all about and why he's here. Hi, Austin. Why are you here?
Well, I'm here to come and help with the Iditarod and the race.
And where did you come here from?
I came here from Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow, so the climate in and of itself is very different for you, isn't it?
Wildly so. I am used to the snow. I grew up in Utah, but I currently live in Georgia.
And what made you interested in Iditarod?
So David, one of the crew volunteering here as well, he's a good friend of mine, and he suggested coming up and volunteering, and here I am.
Do you even own a dog, Austin?
I used to. I don't currently.
What kind of dog did you have?
I had a Cavalier King Charles Spaniel.
Okay, super cute. Cannot do Iditarod. So what do you think about these dogs so far?
I have yet to see any, like, race dogs in person, but I'm excited to.
Oh, my gosh. Meredith told me they're only like 2 hours away, so are you getting geared up yourself?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, what is your job going to be as a volunteer today?
So I am on communications crew. I'll be helping make sure that times coming in and leaving will be reported accordingly back to Anchorage, and that any communications that need to happen between the station and Anchorage happen.
Okay, so that means you have to pay attention.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give you a little word of caution. as they come in, it's going to get harder and harder for you to pay attention because you will be enamored by the dogs.
I can believe that.
Yeah. So what's going to happen is when they come in, the dogs are going to be nice and quiet. They're going to come in all smooth, and they're going to park. You're going to do your job. And as you're doing that, they're going to get more and more excited to go because this isn't far enough for most of them. They're not ready to stop. They're not ready to bed down and come inside and have spaghetti. They're ready to go, so it's going to get pretty wild. Were you warned about that?
I was. I was told that it will be a little hectic and it'll be very fast-paced, but I'm excited to be part of it and do my best.
Robert wants to know what you think about Yetna Station.
It's great here. The family that's here and running it, they're absolutely accommodating and incredibly kind. It's beautiful out here, too. I'm absolutely spoiled by the views, the sights.
What I think is the most awesome thing, because this is my first time being at Yetna Station myself. I've lived here for 15 years. I've never come out this far. What I think makes Yetna Station unique is you really do become part of the community. We are sitting here in a house full of strangers with probably 90 million children, and every one of us is a community all at once. Isn't that awesome?
It's absolutely incredible. It feels like you're here with the family and the community. They welcome you in and talk to you and get to know them. And everybody seems willing to jump in and help and participate, which is incredible.
Or tell you what to do like I did when I said, follow me, we're going to go talk.
That too. Leadership's important.
Hey, you know, and that's one thing too, is if we need help, we're not shy to ask for it here in Alaska. That's how we are.
No, that's a good thing, honestly.
So last thing I would like to know is something that Meredith and I were talking about. We try our best not to pretend like we're sitting at an auction picking out the next best dog for our dog teams. I want to know if you're going to be interested in taking home one of these sled dogs when you go back to Atlanta.
Oh, my goodness. So we actually just bought a house, and a dog might be the next thing in our lives. So I'm admitting that I'll probably want a dog by the time I get back. They look absolutely adorable.
They are absolutely adorable. They are a lot of work. They require a lot of adventuring. So if you're up for it, that could be a great breed for you. All right. I appreciate you taking the time. Welcome to Alaska, and we hope that you enjoy many more Iditarods to come.
Right, wonderful. Thank you. I appreciate it.
So, guys, what do you think about our coverage of the Iditarod start here in 2024? I hope you enjoyed these interviews. On this episode, we talked to Iditarod veteran and super checker Meredith Mapes and a brand new Iditarod volunteer, Austin Goodwin from Atlanta, Georgia. I hope you enjoyed this content. If you did, hit that subscribe button wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to tell your family members and friends about our show too. We will see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Are you a fan of the great outdoors? Do you enjoy the thrill of speed and adventure? Then listen up. Introducing Mushing, your ultimate guide to the exciting world of dog-powered sports and mushing. Whether you're a seasoned musher or just starting out, Mushing has got you covered. Get ready to immerse yourself in captivating stories of incredible sled dog races, expert training tips from seasoned professionals, and gear reviews to help you make the right choices for your team. From the breathtaking landscapes of Alaska to the snowy trails of Scandinavia, Mushing takes you on a thrilling journey through the world of dog-powered sports. Don't miss out on the latest issue, packed with exclusive interviews with top mushers, in-depth articles on sled dog nutrition, and stunning photography that will transport you to the heart of the action. So whether you're dreaming of competing in the Iditarod or simply want to learn more about this incredible sport, Mushing is your go-to resource. Subscribe now and get ready to unleash your passion for mushing. Visit our website at mushing.com or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Mushing, where the spirit of adventure meets the power of the pack.